Good afternoon. It's Midday Magazine on this Thanksgiving. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, it's a wonderful holiday, of course, but a sad one here at WAMC.
Yes, it is, Ian. Our wonderful former Congressman Maurice Hinchey has died. This was a while in coming. He initiated for us the Congressional Corner. He got so many people signed up, other congressmen who might not have wanted to do it. Some who did. But he was the one who encouraged it. It was a wonderful experiment, and it has worked out over all of these years because of Maurice Hinchey's help. He was wonderful with young people. He took so many interns from SUNY at New Paltz and Albany into his office who have told me over the years how much they loved him and how important he was to them. So he was a great man with great courage. One of the things that he was known for was fighting with some of the more corrupt criminal enterprises that had infiltrated their way into the garbage business. And I know, because he told me about this, he carried a revolver with him because there had been threats and other things against him. So this was no slouch. He loved to drive his car. He drove from everywhere he could, and he was devoted to being on the open road. People like our wonderful Joan Davidson, who has been so good to so many people, really worshipped him. And every year at her house, she'd have a little gathering, and he would be the main speaker and would talk about the problems that were confronting the country. And I have to say, he was never shy about naming the things that needed changing. He was an extraordinary man.
He got a lot of headlines around the time of the Iraq War in 2003 for vocal opposition. What do you remember of that time in talking to him, both for the Congressional Corner, but also you mentioned when I was in touch with you about his death yesterday that he was a true friend. So I know that those conversations continued off the air sometimes, too.
They did. He was great. You know, this was not easy for him in the end because he had this disease. He was in a tough spot, and his wonderful wife, Eileen Martyr, and his daughter did so much to take care of him and to make sure that he was comfortable and that he was in good shape. When he was on the radio with me, you could see it coming, but he was an extraordinary mind. On the Iraq War, I have to say, he was incredibly courageous when others were not. And he voted against it, and he came out against it, and he talked about why we shouldn't be involved in it. And yet there he was doing his thing, and he did what he had to do because he always followed his conscience.
How will you remember him most, Alan?
As a true friend. he was great. I went down to Washington a couple of times, and we would eat dinner together, and he was very giving and very supportive of the things I was doing with the Legislative Gazette. He was very charitable. I mean, he was this guy who really was doing the important work, but he was always supportive of me and the other people around him. The Legislative Gazette project, which I started in the legislature, which is still going and brings young people to Albany. And he was very, very giving to them when he was in the legislature. And by the way, Ian, when he was in the legislature, he was known as Mr. Environment. People would go up. I always remember this. People would go up to lobby the legislature on Earth Day or Environment Day. And I would go into his office, and there they all were. And I would say to them, why are you here? He's already for you. And they would say, oh, well, we like him. I say, go see the people who you don't like. Go see the people who are really against all of these things. So in any case, he was the hero. He was the sort of center of environmental activity in the legislature, and so important to so many people.
Well, if you want to hear the farewell Congressional Corner segments that Congressman Hinchey recorded with Alan just before leaving the House in 2013, we've posted them at Facebook, and we've been speaking with Alan Chartok about the late Maurice Hinchey, the former congressman and state assemblyman. Alan, we'll let you get back to the holiday now. Thank you so much.
And thank you for what you're doing. Thanks to Liz the engineer for what she's doing, and all the people who give up time on their Thanksgiving days to come and bring WAMC to everybody. And we so appreciate it, Ian. Thanks again.
Thank you.